There was a young man that's a pastor was talking to me the other day, and he said, "Thurman, I had an awesome experience the other day." He said, "I was with four or five guys, and we were all Christians. And we're after church. We're standing out in front of the church." And so we get to kind of laughing and talking, and, you know, we're praising God. We're just praising Him. And we're talking wonderful things from the Word of God. And he said, all of a sudden, I looked around, and in the spirit world, I could see angels all around us. I thought, what is going on? I ain't never been able to see this. He said, "I'm seeing angels." He said, "Wow, this is awesome." He said, "We're praising God. These angels are getting closer and closer to us." And he said, then all of a sudden, one of the boys said, "Oh, you know about Susie? You know, heard what Susie's doing?" One of the guys said, "Yeah, I heard she's sleeping with another guy." One of them said, "Yeah, she ain't worth nothing anyway." He said, the conversation totally changed to perverted speech. He said, all of a sudden, them angels begin to move back. And said, these little black demons begin to run into the circle. He said, "God, what is this?" He said, "This is a glimpse into the spirit world." He said, "As long as y'all was praising me, the angels were drawing near. They were around you, protecting you. But when you got over into that perverted speech, the angels left and the demons were drawn in." You know, we don't think about that, do we? But here it is in the Scripture. Right here. He's explaining these things to us. That is why I hate pride, arrogance, corruption, and perverted speech. If God don't like it, we need to stay way away from all them things, don't we? Amen. If God don't like something, you better stay away from it if you want to have a good life. Because if you get in something He don't like, you ain't going to have a good life. It's going to be terrible. Good advice and success belongs to me. Good advice and success belongs to me. Who's he talking to? To wisdom. All these things belong to wisdom. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, wisdom, kings reign and rulers make just laws. Why do you think we've had some good rulers in this country that have made some of the great founding statements they've made about how this country should be ruled? They found it in the book, didn't they? They found wisdom. God give that to them. And we've still got these things ingrained in granite. When you go to the Washington, D.C., you get to see all this stuff. The Ten Commandments is ingrained in granite, but yet they won't let a judge have them on his wall on a plaque. Something wrong with this picture. We're giving in to evil. And I think it's time we, especially the church, stop giving in to the places of darkness. We need to stand our ground for righteousness and holiness and the Word of God. We need to not be ashamed of the King. Just like me and Ty was on the radio last night coming out, we wasn't ashamed of Jesus. We didn't care who was listening. Did we, Ty? No, we don't care. We're sons of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus. He's our God. I love all who love me. Oh, what if you don't love Him? Then He don't love you. If He don't love you, what's He going to do for you? Nothing. That's absolutely right. So this love is conditional. You got to love Him. He ain't going to give you all this knowledge and wisdom and all this discernment and all these things if you don't love God. If you love God, and then you ask, He'll give it to you, won't He? This is a spirit. The spirit of wisdom. Those who search for me. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just can't walk up here and get Him. He says, I got to search for Him. Those who search for me will surely find me. Unending riches, honor, wealth, and justice are mine to distribute. Now, if all those things belong to the spirit of wisdom, I think we ought to be seeking Him more than we ought to be seeking the world, don't you? Amen. Unending riches, honor, wealth, and justice are mine to distribute. If you see God, He just pour these blessings out upon you, won't He? Sure He will. My gifts are better than the purest gold. My wages are better than sterling silver. I think we're confused, don't you? We look for the gold and the silver. We get so busy working for the gold and the silver, we forget to serve God. And here's the king out here saying, you know, I'd love to give you things much better than silver and gold. I'd like to give you all this wisdom, but you're too busy out there in the world. You're not searching for me. And that's what's wrong with us in the church today. We don't study the Word of God. We look to the world to take care of our problems and don't go to God. And that's why we have all the problems we have, because we don't seek God. We don't seek this wonderful wisdom. We look for our answers everywhere except with the king. Just think, whenever they called the ministry center and whoever prayed for his mother, God in His awesome grace and wisdom took a woman who had been drawn up in a fetal position for 4 years, you say, brother? 4 years, and let her open her hands and mouth and set her free. I mean, do we serve an awesome God? Amen. Yeah. Now, see, they could have went everywhere, anywhere, and ain't nobody could have done that for her, is there? Ain't nobody can do that but God. Nobody. My wages are better than silver and gold. I walk in righteousness in paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth, for I will fill their treasuries. Hey, I mean, this really inspired me this morning to seek the wisdom of God more. Everything is in His hand. Everything. Then he says, look at this next one. This is what really got me. The Lord formed me from the beginning. When did He make him? Way back yonder. Who knows when that was? We don't have a clue. The Lord said in His word with the Lord, a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. So for a being that has no dimensions of time, so He made him 100 trillion years ago. We don't know, do we? But with God, that's nothing. That's nothing. Before He created anything else, He created me wisdom. That was the first. I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. I was born before the oceans was created. He was born before the springs bubbled forth their waters, before the mountains and the hills were formed. I was born before He had made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil. God made a handful of soil. That's kind of like that joke, you know, these two scientists. They said, God, we're smarter as You are now. We can clone a man. We can make man ourselves. We don't need You anymore. He said, okay. God's not intimidated by man. He said, we'll show You, God. We're going to make a man. So they go out there and they scoop up a handful of dirt. And He said, what are you doing? They said, well, we're going to take this dirt. We're going to make a man. He said, no. That dirt's mine. You make your own dirt. I made that. That's mine. You make your own dirt. Then you can make your own man. Oh, the wisdom of God versus the wisdom of man. Our stupidity. We got some people today that's so well educated, they've completely gone over the hump of stupidity. I was there when He established the heavens. Who was we talking about? Wisdom. I was there when He established the heavens, when He drew the horizon on the oceans. Isn't that amazing? And you think you know a little bit about this God? Give me a break. There ain't no way we can We can read this book forever, and we still, with all this knowledge, we still only have touched the surface on who He really is. Right, Tom? He's awesome. All we got to do is trust Him. He does a lot of things we don't understand, like we've talked about earlier today. But we do know He's in control. We know He's in control. I was there when He set the clouds above. I think about those clouds. I think about yesterday morning when we got up to fly down to Kilgore down there. I mean, there was not a cloud in the sky. You could see forever. It was beautiful. And this morning I get up and look out there and there's clouds everywhere. One minute you can see for miles, can't you? And the next minute you're in the soup and you can't see nothing. And you come down here to 120 to 150 knots and you're flying right in. Keith, an airline pilot over there. And all of a sudden, all them instruments tells him, right down there just a little ways, there's supposed to be a runway. And he's got 100 or 200 or 300 or whatever people on his airplane he's flying. And he's flying at this tremendous speed. And he's looking totally at instruments. He's in that cloud, thick as it can be. And he can't see nothing but the inside of the airplane. But yet he knows he's going 100 and something miles an hour. And all of a sudden, just maybe a couple hundred feet above the ground, there's a set of lights flashing. And he lands that beast on the ground. Now, what if it instruments that have been wrong? Ooh! That wouldn't be no fun, would it, Keith? But you have to fly by faith, don't you? Many a time, a pilot will fly in somewhere and you can't see nothing. Just like the other day, we went out to Lubbock. We did an automatic approach out there and the glide slope captured and we're going down. And Dave said, Thurman, I don't see nothing. We're in the clouds. I said, don't worry about it, Dave. It's right down there. The instruments say it's down there. He said, yeah, I know the GPS says it's down there, but I can't see nothing but clouds. I said, don't get excited. It's down there. We keep going. He's looking. And all of a sudden, we get about three. He said, you're just at 300 feet above the ground, according to the altimeter. And he said, there it is, Thurman. There's a runway right straight in front of you. He was really excited to see the ground. He wanted to see that ground because you couldn't see it. You know, we were flying by faith. Now, that's what we have to do with our life, isn't it? Amen. And we fly by faith according to what's written in this book.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.